When André Babiš's government published its manifesto last June, it vowed to come up with new measures to combat corruption, including laws protecting whistleblowers and the regulation of lobbying. However, some of the country's top anti-corruption NGOs say that the ANO-led government have been slow to deliver on those promises. Tom McEncrow reports.
In July 2018, shortly after his government's inauguration, ANO leader André Babiš chose to be the first prime minister to lead the government's special anti-corruption council. Given this choice of responsibility and the fact he cooperated with transparency organisations when he entered politics, one could expect a certain fervour towards ticking the boxes on the government's anti-corruption manifesto pledges. However, some of the country's leading anti-corruption NGOs are saying that little actual change has taken place. The head of the Czech branch of Transparency International, David Ondráčka, says that it is the initial period which is crucial for enacting important legislation.
The experience shows that if the government doesn't start promoting and those reforms in the early stage of their term, then very often nothing happens at the end of the day, and that leads to huge disappointment. So that's why, in my view, the time is now to come up with proposals and to trying to generate political consensus. Otherwise, it will be lost in translation and nothing will happen.
The Ministry of Justice has defended itself from criticism. Its spokesman, Vladimír Hřebka, recently told Czech radio that three laws have been prepared.
The Ministry of Justice has prepared three concrete laws. The law concerning the Supreme Audit Office has been approved by the government and was submitted to Parliament in December 2018. We also have the law on lobbying, which will contain a new amendment concerning that activity. This proposal was submitted to the government on the 27th of December.
However, the criticism is not only limited to NGOs. The head of the Pirate Party's deputies group, Jakub Michalek, said on Friday that some of the anti-corruption laws submitted by the government are just recycled forms of what had already been submitted by the opposition and voted down by ANO MPs. Another of the manifesto's pledges, seen as particularly important by anti-corruption organisations, is the creation of effective legal measures that would protect whistleblowers, something Mr. Ondráčka says is the most important piece of missing anti-corruption legislation.
It would actually incentivise people who work and who witness some wrongdoing in their workplace to actually come up, speak up against it, and actually can uncover a lot of different fraud and corruption situations. So, in my view, rightly designed whistleblowing protection regulation is the key priority.
The Ministry of Justice says the whistleblower legislation will be submitted to the government by the end of January. Whether it moves forward or not, a new EU directive on whistleblowing is expected to face a vote in 2019.